The years seem to fly by in the blink of an eye, but some decisions are too important to put off. Today, we're going to talk about one invitation from God that deserves our attention right now. Do you ever look back and think, man, where has the time gone? I mean, it happens a lot as our kids grow and we see these old pictures and we think, it feels like just yesterday. Look, here's my niece and my nephew, which seems like only a few years ago, but in reality, this was more than 15 years ago. I mean, this picture always makes me laugh because she loves him so much and she always wants to be with him and, well, he hated pictures. And so much has changed in the time since this picture was taken. At that age, you know, you wonder, what will they be like when they're older? What will they be interested in? What sort of work are they going to pursue? And even as you try to imagine, it's kind of difficult to know exactly what the future holds for them. I mean, time is such a funny thing, isn't it? You can't hold on to it. You can't stop it. You can't rewind it. And as much as we try, we really can't save it. And here's probably the most stop you in your tracks truth about time. We aren't promised any more of it. I mean, what if this was your last day? Is there something that you've been putting off that you should have already taken care of? Maybe it's that tugging on your heart, that conviction from God that won't stop. I mean, do you know without a doubt today, right now, that you're saved? Let's look at a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Today, not tomorrow. The Lord says, it's today. Today is the day of salvation. So if you want to know what's the most important thing that you will ever do, or if you've ever been kind of waiting for the right time, this is it. Accept the invitation from the Lord. Don't wait. Now is the time. Let me share with you what it means to be saved. Have you ever acknowledged your need for the Savior? We all have to come to that realization that we're sinners. We have sinned and we've fallen short of God's standards. The Bible tells us who Jesus is, and we're faced with the choice of what we will do with that truth. To be saved, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died on the cross to pay for our sins, and that He rose from the dead, and He did that because He loves us. My friend, take time to pray to the Lord, even now, and confess your sin to Him and ask Him to save you. Submit your life to Him. Surrender to His authority and His will for your life. Listen, I can't tell you to pray a certain prayer, but I can tell you that you should pour out your heart to the one who knows you and loves you. Hey, let's spend a little more time together this morning. This always goes by too quick for me. This is too important of a moment to let it pass. Let me send you some questions that will kind of help us dig a little bit deeper into His Word and the truth of what it means to be surrendered and to be saved. Just text the number on your screen to receive this follow-up text, and we can just spend just a little bit more time together this morning. Hey, today is the day of salvation. Thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.